Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast, brought to you, of course, by our beautiful sponsors, Burger Boss and Piranha Media, setting it all up. How are you, buddy?
I'm very well, thank you. And just re-establishing that Burger Boss are the best burgers in the universe. But let's move forward. We've already done that gag last week.
We already know Uranus. Let's not talk about that. So from last week. Look, hello to everyone. And it's great to be here again. We hope everyone, first off, is staying safe. It's obviously very hard times for everyone around the country. But let's hope we can put an extra, you know, smile on the dial. Or as a good mate of mine, Dean Utoff, always said, turn that frown upside down. Anyway, so today we're going to start something a little bit differently. What we're going to do is, we mentioned last week that we wanted to talk about the NBL teams. So we've picked five NBL teams that we're going to talk about today. And we're going to go through that. And also wanted to let you know, as a separate pod, we're having a beautiful conversation with Scotty Ninnis, former Adelaide 36er, but also from the Newcastle Falcons and also Magic. Eastside Spectres that joined all of that. So that's a great chat. Look out for that one. You'll really enjoy it. Body, what else, mate? What have you, anything else you want to chat?
No, let's get into it. Let's talk about this five teams. Now, just for the benefit of the listeners, these are five random teams we're talking about.
This would be good, mate. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so am I. We've got, of course, breaking news with the new South East Melbourne Phoenix point guard. I mean, they've done really well in the point guard spot in the past. I mean, Kiefer Sykes is now running around with the Indiana Pacers. So who's the new bloke, Brad?
He's really good. And I'll tell you what, haven't they done an unbelievable job, every point guard they've got?
I don't know
what it is with this. And Xavier Munford, sorry, is the guy's name. I don't know a lot about him, but, you know, he replaces, like you said, Sykes, and then they had the point guard the year before. They've done a great job.
Yes, and that's a pretty good team. Again, looking at it, this is a side that made the playoffs this season, brings back the core of that, comes back with people like Mitch Creek and Cam Glidden. So, you know, you got to start liking where they're going to be, because we've got Ryan Brokoff right from day one. So
well, let's talk about them first. I agree. Yep. Let's while we're going on that, let's talk about them. I think it's brilliant. I think they'll be absolutely. The only thing for me is losing Wetzel. I think that's a massive loss going to New Zealand.
Yeah, but Pinot's on the roster, isn't he?
Yes, Pinot's on the roster. They're saying that he is training and hopefully he will be back. So as long as he can have his first year at Phoenix career, then I don't think they lose anything. But if he, well, obviously if he's injured, but if he can't get back to that stage of what he was doing, I think that will be a big one for them. Cam Glidden, you know, back, he'll do what he does. The one for me, which I think it's going to really revolve around, is Ryan Brokoff. Yep. We obviously did not see the best of him last year. It's come out about some mental health things that he had, and that's fine. Yep. And, you know, you can see that. There's no doubt if you had mental health things, that would certainly harm your game, no doubt whatsoever. And especially with all the right drop here, you're going to there today, and then sorry, you're not going home now, you're going there. You know, we're speaking to Mitch McCarron last week, and he was saying the same thing. They were supposed to go back to Melbourne. Next thing you know, you're in Perth for 4 days.
Yeah, and that's coming off, you know, kind of a fractured NBA end to his NBA career, where again you sort of don't know from day to day whether you've been traded or what's going on with you. So but
hopefully
exactly relaxing, having him from day one.
Yeah, and a relaxing off season. Do you know what I mean? Like, go relax, get away from basketball, do what you've got to do. So I think that will be good.
Come on, he wasn't relaxed, because I saw his posts on social media after the boys won the Boomers won the bronze medal. He was as excited as anybody else. He wasn't sitting back going, "Oh, this is cool. I'm watching this on Valium." No, he was into it. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm looking forward to seeing the best of Ryan, actually, because I was a fan of his game, which I must confess, you know, wavered. Watching, you know, the way he went with Phoenix, I thought he was going to make all the difference there, and he didn't.
Well, they've still got a few extra spots too, the Phoenix. So that'll be interesting to see. I've heard nothing about one of the guys who we had on this segment, who was brilliant, Adam Gibson. Don't know where he, you know, we said, you know, Tasmania and all that. Never heard anything about that, obviously. Yep. Their team's roster is full, so he's not going there. But they did bring back Kyle Adman and Isaiah Liafa. So they're pretty stacked in there, plus the new point guard coming in. The one that for me, I think, is probably been watching what's going on in the offseason, theoretically could have and maybe should have been there, is Mitch Creek at the Boomers. You know, he missed out with what's going on.
he's going to have a point to prove, no question.
Yeah, and also there's one of their part owners is in an interesting situation right now. That'll be Dante Exum. Yeah. He still hasn't got an NBA gig at the time we're going to wear. Yeah. And, you know, you've got to wonder if he doesn't, would he contemplate coming back here? Would he go to Europe, given the state of Europe, you know, the state of the world, really, with COVID, the state of the world? Australia's one of the safest places. I know we're in lockdown in many parts of the country, but it's still one of the safest places in the world to be. Would he come back? And if he come back, he's part owner of that club.
Yeah, I couldn't see it. I just couldn't see it. But, yep, you might be right. All right, mate, I want to move on to another team. We've got four other teams to get through. We're going to go to your old club, the Adelaide 36ers. what an interesting off-season it's been through them. Picked up probably, you could argue, the best off-season pickup with Mitch McCarron.
Yeah, that's a big
what
one.
An outstanding pickup. And then they fire their coach while he was in quarantine, is my understanding.
Yeah, they brought him over. And then he did his 2 weeks quarantine. Then he was working out with Mojave King, the next star that was with Cairns last season and is with Adelaide this season. And then he got told, you don't have the job anymore because we're going in a different direction, or the direction you want to go isn't where we want to go, or some sort of double dutch. But basically, you know, if he had no real role, not a very big role in picking last year's team. He just inherited it. Jeff Van Groningen and managed and put that team together. And now they put another one together, which I would have thought he would have had some input into. So this whole thing about, well, we're going in a different direction, sounds to me like they had somebody lined up that they felt was better. They've pulled the trigger on it. You know, they've still flown him over. So it must have happened, you know, while he was in quarantine, because you just wouldn't do that to a player. Why would you put someone through 2 weeks quarantine and then send them home? So they must have somebody in mind. You know, the names that we're hearing are names like John Riley and Brett Brown. I've even heard that they've spoken with Andrew Gaze. So there's quite a number of names out there. I guess it'll end up being some NBA.
Well, remembering you obviously have Jeff Van Groningen, who you know is an operator. We've seen him in Brisbane and in Sydney, and he can certainly attract people to teams. And it's going to be interesting. You know, I mean, I look at it and you do know, like, he seems to be one that likes to bring people in that's close to his environment, because there's a trust to there, which I'm all for. I got no issue with that. So that's where you thought, would Andrew do it again? I'd be surprised, but you just never know. Brett Brown, yes, close relationship. Couldn't see him coming, but I could be wrong. The John Riley one I could see, an ex-Adelaide 36er. I mean, I'm going to ask you, do you Brett Mark?
No, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so. I think he's real. We've had him on the program. You know, he's pretty happy where he is. I think he entertained the idea, more than entertained the idea, when they were getting rid of Marty Clark, when they were sort of saying, that's it, we've had 3 years of Marty, we're not going anywhere, let's look somewhere else. And I think they looked very seriously at Brett at that time. And he was probably interested. And then Joey Wright entered the frame and thought, well, okay, now let's go with an established coach. And that gives Brett a chance to coach in the State League, which he did with Sturt for a couple of years.
And he was successful.
But I think he also discovered, this isn't for me.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, coaching is, you know, there are people that are cut out to be coaches. Like, I love Rachel Spall.
I've been there.
But she doesn't want to coach. That's not in her wheelhouse. She's got, you know, like, people that are successful players don't necessarily want to coach.
Yeah. Mate, I'm going to ask you, because there's a relationship there in Brisbane. Would Joey Wright go again, do you think?
If management knocked on his front door, he would be out the back door and on a motorbike and going at a million miles per hour in a different direction. No, I don't think we will see Joey Wright in the NBL in this era, in this current era of private ownership. No,
I don't think I'll ask, are you sure? I think I got what you said. Okay. Let's talk about the team. I think the linchpin there, you've got Mitch McCarron, great pickup, love Sunday Deck. Mojave King, real cool pickup. Tad Dufmeier, don't mind that. I think that'll be a nice little pickup. He and Mitch in that backcourt will be really nice. But the linchpin for me, DJ will always do what DJ is. It's Isaac Humphries. They need that guy being that guy that played those first eight games last year before he got injured.
Right. If they can get that sort of form out of him, because he was really looking like the next centre for the Australian team at that particular time. Yeah. They get that out of him. I mean, that's the three that are coming back, DJ, Isaac and Sunday, which means you don't really have much of a core. So you're pretty much starting from scratch again. So the new coach has his work cut out, or has her work cut out, you know, if they go in a different direction altogether.
Yeah, good call. All right, well, let's move on. The next one I want to talk to, the newbie team. The Tasmanian Jack Jumpers.
Jeez, on paper, don't they look good? Will Magnay, McVeigh, Clint Steindl, Jared Weeks, Sam McDaniel. You know, if you're an Adelaide fan, you'd just be tearing your hair out because Adelaide teams were built on Adelaide players. And there's Sam McDaniel, who's come through the Southern Tigers program here, Wayne McDaniel's son, gone and he's played on a championship, started on a championship team with United, free agent. Does he come back to Adelaide? Nope. He goes down to the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers along with Fabian Krzyzlewicz and Jared Bairstow. The elements
Jack
there.
Jack McVeigh.
That's a big one. So, and then you've got, of course, the next star, Nikita Mikhailovsky from the former Soviet Union of Russia. Okay. So he's the elements there are very good. So the key here, of course, is the imports. Mm. You know, if the imports stack up and are good quality, then this team will do the same thing that Southeast Melbourne Phoenix did in its first season. It's going to rocket a few teams. It's going to be hard to beat at home. It's going to be problematic. I can't see them as a finalist in a first year, but I can certainly see them causing a fair few headaches. You know, again, but I've got to emphasise, we don't know enough about their imports to sort of know exactly what sort of impact they'll have. Nobody ever says, hey, we've got a couple of duds. You don't sort of find that out till preseason of the year. So
okay, I've got two questions for you then. Yep. To me, these are the keys, and I want your answer to them. We need that Will Magnay that was in Brisbane.
Yes, absolutely. Magnay. Yep.
And I don't know, Matt Kenyon, I liked him in Brisbane, but he's been away. I don't know if he's going to play a role with this signing. I thought that was an interesting one.
Yeah, look, Magnay first, I'm under the impression that he was never 100%. The whole time he played with Perth, he was not 100%. He was injured. He played through there injured. So hopefully he's had enough time to pull his body together and be in tip-top shape. And then we should see the Will Magnay that we all thought would end up being in the NBA, not the NBL. And Kenyon, I'm a fan of Kenyon's. That's an interesting pickup. When did that happen? That one slipped under my radar.
Yeah, so that's been happening. I think it was in the last week. I don't know exact date. And that's the guy. Now, I can't remember if he got injured, but he went to Brisbane. He played overseas and stuff like that. So I really liked him when he was in Brisbane. And I thought, oh, he's going to have a career. And then it sort of just fell off. Yeah. So I'm going to be interested to see how that one goes. Now, the next one I'm going to talk about is my pick to win at least – the regular season, and that's the Illawarra Hawks. I think they have done a phenomenal job in the off season. I think they're much better than they were last year, and a year under the GOAT Gorge, bringing in Travis Trice. Love that. Reith, who's had the Olympic campaign and been with Gorge that whole time.
I love Reith. In with I it. Love
yep. I'm a big fan of what they've got. Sam Frolling's back. They have brought in Harry Frolling. I think that's a nice signing where it's going to be, okay, if Reith's not giving it, AJ's not giving it, great, let's go shove Harry in there to go bang some bodies and stuff. Daniel Gritter will be better from the year that he had coming back from injury. And Isaac White, Tyler Harvey's back. Mate, this team's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I'm not sure about winning the regular season championship. I think that's I'm glad you've said that. You can be our Jock Landau. You can say outlandish things on the start of spring. You can make that claim. I'd like to see everybody's roster before I make that statement. But on what we've got so far, absolutely, I've got to agree with you. They look really good. And now knowing what Gorgon's expectation is as a coach also helps, because then they all come in a lot better prepared for what's going to happen. I like the look of that lineup. Absolutely. I think this is Harry Frolling's big chance too.
Yeah.
To go the way that AJ did, like last year, before the season started, I predicted, as soon as I saw Gorge was coaching Illawarra, that Sam Frolling would be the most improved player in the league. Because I just knew under Gorge, he would have to come in and get the job done. Now Harry, I'm prepared to say the same, that he'll be the most.
Harry reminds me of when I was in the Kings and Ben Melmoth was there with Gorsh.
Right.
He will just play that role that Ben Melmoth did, you know, the banger. He'll work him to the ground. And there's probably times that Harry Froehling will want to headbutt Gorsh in at training, right? There will be times, right? And that's what is great and that's what he does. Can I
the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Can I just add, though, I didn't say they were going to go undefeated, buddy. I just said, I think.
You said they'd win the regular season. That's what you said.
Exactly. Mate, to round out our fifth team today, and this may surprise people, the Sydney Kings. So let's talk about the Sydney Kings. There's a lot of talk about this team. I've been seeing on social media that everyone's like, this is the team. They've done the off-season. They're going to win it. I'm not 100% convinced. I think they'll be good. I think they'll be better than last year. But to turn around having your fourth coach in 4 years, some untried people in the NBL, I'm not convinced that they're ready to be saying they're going to be on there, but I certainly want to see that first 5-6 games to see where they're at. Jordan Hunter in the middle, I thought had an outstanding season, but now that they've brought in these Maker brothers, I think Jordan's the third tallest now, going from the tallest to the third. But yeah, I like that. Xavier Cooks will be good this year, and I think he's a real key. And also, I'm hearing these imports are phenomenal. So over to you, what do you think?
Okay, look, the thing I like about Jalen Adams straight away at the point guard spot, that one of the imports, is that he's played for Chase Buford, the coach. They know each other. They've got a relationship. So if he's bringing him in, he knows this guy will be able to run the team for him the way he wants. Do what he wants. So that's a good starting point. I like the fact that the Kings also, I don't know if it was fake news, but they put something out saying that they're coming in under the cap, which is pretty amazing, because usually you come in way over the soft cap to try and win a championship. So they're putting together a team where they think that the bulk of the players are there because they want to play for Sydney, which is a great thing. You know,
I'll get on to Paul Smith and Chris Prongas and say, what type of hat is it? Is it a sombrero or is it just a normal hat? You said, I want to know what cap, you know?
Cap, There ain't no baseball cap. Anyway, it's a salary cap. Apparently they're in under the soft cap. So that's very impressive if it's true.
Look, I like what they've done. Angus Glover and DJ Jovan Vasilovic, that'll be interesting, those two coming back, because they're coming back from injuries. And they can play a real big role. Jarrell Martin, look, great offensive player. Not sure so much about the defense, but we'll see what this Chase Buford does. You know, that's where he could change it. But look, they've got the tools. Sean Bruce and Vodanovic is back as well. I feel they've got the tools. Can they do it? Two things are going to come to me. Will they all gel together for yet another thought? I mean, can I say, as an ex-Kings player, the longest serving King, I don't know if it's Sean Bruce or Jordan Hunter. That's it.
Yeah. I'm hearing you, because the teams that are successful on a consistent basis maintain a core.
Yes.
They really do. And we're talking about 5 or 6 players, not 2 or 3.
Let's think, and I haven't got it in front of me, what, the last 10 or 11 championships in the NBL? Yeah. Perth, New Zealand, and Melbourne.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think anyone else has won one in between that, have they? But let's just...
No, those three.
You could name 3 or 4 players that are core with every one of those teams.
Absolutely.
Chris Golding, Thomas Abercrombie, Damian Martin, Bryce Cotton, we can keep going, right? So,
and that's the thing. That's a big, big part of success. So a lot of these teams have had a complete facelift. Illawarra hasn't. See, Illawarra's just tinkered. They've got the main core of guys that were there last season that got them quite some distance further than many expected.
And the thing that worries me, and I had this actually in my last season, I think it was at the Kings, where the Kings cleaned house and went with three sort of younger guys, and they went with the I can't remember what they called them, the young guns, I think it was, where they went Matt Nielsen, Aaron Trahair and Scott McGregor, and then they bought 2 imports in, and then the bench filled with like myself, Darren Smith and things like that. And all of that is great. But the problem is you don't know what other players' locker rooms like. So, you know, like, you, these guys are going to be living on the road a lot. You don't know what they're going to be like off the court. And that's a huge part, as you know, right? So so that's the thing where, you know, where if someone comes to Melbourne United, mate, Chris is going to be like, this is the way this program runs. If someone comes to Perth, and we've had how many people here on Perth, they show that Damian Martin photo. This is what it means like when you're in a Wildcats uniform, right? You go to Brisbane and it would be probably Kadi and it would be Sobey and it would be, this is how we are. That's the thing I worry for the Kings, where they don't have that longevity. Who's the leader of that team, mate?
Yeah, look, you know what? I don't really worry about the Kings, Brad. I'm concerned. I like that you're worried about the Kings because they know who's the leader. I don't really care. I don't mind if they go 0-28, mate. As long as Tasmania does well, as long as Phoenix does well, as long as Cairns does well. Look, notice I'm naming all the teams that, that are unfashionable. I'd like to see them do well. I don't care if Perth.
He may not, just for all our viewers, he may not go to Adelaide, but he still hates Sydney.
Oh, it's one of my favourite cities in the world. Honestly, it's fabulous.
To leave?
No, to visit. But their basketball team, eh.
Beautiful. Well, there's our five teams.
Okay. That's it. It's a wrap. Let's get out of here.
So we'll get up the next five teams for you next week, and we'll discuss all of those. Please hit us up on social medias if you want to discuss anything, and let us know if there's any chat. I'd also like to thank Burger Boss, our beautiful burgers that we are sponsoring the show with, and also Piranha Media. Thanks for joining us, Boddy. Stay safe, mate. Have a great week. I'll see you next week.
No worries. Look forward to it. Cheers.
You don't really hate the Kings, do you, mate?
Oh, really? No, I don't really hate the Kings. Just the people involved.
I resemble that remark.